you in this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin. For this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light, a beautiful seamless pillar of white light which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and the violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame. This brilliant blue and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up. Swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. So now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails, and the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
Now remaining in your tube of protective white light, just focus for a moment on your breathing as you take several deep breaths, breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently. Just focus now on relaxing and letting go, becoming more and more centered within yourself, letting the outside world just drift away as you feel yourself going deeper within your breathing. Take a deep breath now, breathing in the light. Hold it for a few seconds. And exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath now, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. And breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now put your attention in your etheric body and visualize your chakra centers in perfect alignment up your spinal cord from just below your feet all the way to just above the top of your head. And all nine chakras now that have become activated or reactivated within each of you. Starting from the bottom, just below your feet, the Earth Star Chakra. See that as a deep, dark, earth brown color. And then moving up to your root chakra at the base of your spine, red. Bright, bright, ruby red color. Moving up to this, your sacral chakra, orange. To your solar plexus, yellow. Bright, bright yellow sun. Your heart center, deep blue green. Just above your heart center, the high heart center, which has become reactivated, allowing for more and more light to enter and anchor in your body and consciousness. That's magenta, the color. Your throat area, sky blue. Third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. Your crown chakra at the top of your head, gold or violet or silver. And finally, just above your head, approximately a foot or so, pure brilliant white. See all of the colors and their respective intensity within each of those colors. You see each of those chakras with their respective colors and intensity. And raise the intensity of each of the chakras now as you visualize. See the each chakra coming alive, higher and higher vibration within it. You can see the vibration. You can feel the vibration. As you raise the intensity of the colors of each of the chakras, you're raising the vibration of your entire etheric body, as well as your astral and your physical body as well, as you're have not yet left your physical form, unless you have. But for now, feel the vibration within you, rising higher and higher. And at the same time, know that the violet flame completely surrounds you now. See that violet flame completely engulfing your entire astral, etheric, and physical body. And just as any flame purges out all the old that is put into it, see, visualize all the programming now coming. See it as a stream of energy, a stream of thoughts, a stream even of past events, perhaps moving and moving into this violet flame and purging out all of that old programming, just burning it away. And wherever there is a fire burns out the old and new forms from that old. See that happening now. See new programming springing forth, new light springing forth within you as you feel the intensity and the vibrational frequency within you rising and rising, and the violet flame spreading, surrounding you, and spreading out further beyond your physical body, further and further out, and connecting with all of those other violet flames throughout the entire planet. And if you were up on one of the ships and you were watching this, you could see now, even just as this group is doing this exercise, you can see the violet flame spreading across the planet, connecting with one another. Violet flames moving together, forming as one, and moving on to another, to another, to another, until the violet flame has completely spread across the entire planet, across the oceans, to all of the continents, connecting all in the violet flame. And just as the violet flame purges out the old programming within you, see it purging out the old programming, the old memories that are no longer needed within the collective consciousness of man, within the Christ consciousness grid even. See it all expanding and growing and purging out all of the old. And if you were looking at it now from above, and you can do that now, feel yourself moving into your soul star chakra, which has combined all of the other chakra centers now, and you, your conscious knowing self, moving into your soul star chakra as your light body now, and floating up from your physical form. Just feel your physical form falling down below you as you rise higher and higher up past the Earth's atmosphere. Now you can look down and see the Earth, see Gaia in all of her pristine glory and her beauty, and see the violet flame that has now spread across the planet and purging, is burning out all of the old. See the violet flame completely engulfing the Earth, completely engulfing Gaia, and purging out all of the darkness, all of the evil that is anywhere, all of that which is not light. See it purging it out. Again, all the old programming, the old memories that are no longer needed. Now, as you watch this scene of the purging of the Earth, now let yourself move beyond, visualize beyond the Earth purging, and see what comes as a result of that, what comes anew, that is born anew from the purging of the violet flame. The love light moving throughout the planet, connecting everyone, everywhere, connecting animals and plants, connecting each one to the Earth, to Gaia, feeling the connection. Just as in the olden times, in Lemurian times, where one would walk upon the Earth and feel the connection to the Earth as they walked, mostly barefoot in those times. They could feel the connection, feel the oneness, feel the consciousness of the Earth itself. Feel that now. See that now. See the consciousness coming alive across the planet and all people coming to higher consciousness, higher vibration and higher consciousness, all are entwined as one. And see now that there is no more darkness, no more fear, no more anxiety, no more despair, only love and oneness and joy, replacing all of the old third dimensional realm having completely fallen away, the veil no longer there. You can freely see and feel and know a higher level frequency of the fifth dimension and beyond. A state of being, not a place, but a state of being. State of being in joy and love and oneness. Imagine, image in what that will be like. Not what it would be like, but what it will be like. And it is becoming even now. Now let yourselves begin to return to your physical body from wherever you find yourself. Just let yourself come back into your physical form, bringing your astral and etheric body back in, merging back with your physical body. Feel the higher vibrational frequency coming back in with you. Feel your body alive with energy, pulsating energy, electrifying energy throughout your body, through all areas of your body, freely flowing energy, no blockages holding the energy back. Literally visualize energy freely flowing through your body. Wherever there were aches and pains, see them dissipated. For where energy flows, there can be no pain. Now let yourselves come back into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Saint Germain. I come to be with you at this time, in these continued great times of change, in this time of the great awakening that you spoke of earlier in your discussion. The great awakening that is indeed upon you now, upon all of us now. But it is not only the earth, it is not only Gaia that is in this great awakening, but it is the entire solar system and even out into the galaxy that is in this awakening process, this ascension process. You are all moving through it at your own various paces. Some faster, some slower, but you are all gaining momentum as you continue to move on. You continue to move on, leaving the third dimensional illusionary expression behind. And that's what this time is all about. This time of great change and the changeover that is occurring as you move through this transition more and more. And yes, indeed, it can look like it is difficult times ahead. And if you see it that way, you will create it that way. But if you see the beauty in front of you, if you see Gaia in all of her pristine glory, moving into the fifth dimension of entire, and all of the people that are ready to move along with her. If you see it that way, then that is the way it shall be for you. And if it is that way for you and many, many more of you, then it becomes that way for the collective consciousness as well. So more and more will become a part of this great awakening. If they haven't already, they are destined to become a part of it. And yes, indeed, there will be some that will refuse this or that will not accept the light. And as you have heard many times, those that shall not accept the light will be consumed by the light. And that is their choice. And it is not for you to be concerned about. You be concerned about yourself and your own great awakening and your own personal ascension. And again, as you are concerned about your own personal ascension, then the collective consciousness becomes a part of that. For one leads to the other and to the other and to the other and so on, until consciousness has spread, higher consciousness has spread completely across the planet. And the old programming, the old memories that are no longer needed are forgotten, and you can move on, move beyond the veil. The veil of forgetfulness, but to forget no longer, for you shall remember. You shall remember fully who you are and why you are here and what this is all about. Your answers or your questions shall be answered as you are ready to receive those answers. So always, whenever you are in the process of the question, ask the question. Do not hold back. Ask, and you shall receive. That is the way it works. If you do not ask, you do not receive. If you do not ask to have our presence, then you do not receive our presence. But if you do ask to receive our presence, then we are here with you. Just as your I Am presence is always with you when you are aware of it. So practice that. Practice that each and every day, each and every moment that you think about it, about the I Am presence within you. That it is the awakening that is happening within you as consciousness continues to spread within yourself and throughout others. And the consciousness that is connecting not only you with another human being, but you with the animals and the plants and the valleys and the rivers and the oceans, connecting all the mountains, connecting all as one. For it is indeed all is one and one is all. Always remember that. As the ascension process kicks into higher gear now, as you are moving forward. And freedom, freedom is within your grasp. Again, individually and as a collective. So reach out, my brothers, my sisters. Reach out for that freedom, that sovereignty that is a part of your expression, a part of your life, if you allow it to be. You were born free. You were meant to live free. So be that freedom within you. And trust. Trust in the plan as it continues to weave its way through the many different detours that it finds along the way. Freedom indeed is there in front of you, and you all shall be free. I am Saint Germain, and I leave you now in peace and love and oneness. And as always, that the violet flame continues to purge out the old programming. And remember, forgive, forget, and move on. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Mani Padme Om. Om Om. Greetings to one served here. And it is just we, the one who served here this time without Shoshana, but we will do our best to answer your questions if you have them. And we would ask that if you do have questions, to please ask them. Because when you ask a question that you are wondering about, you are answering a question that another is also wondering about and is afraid or has a tendency to hold back on asking that question of us. Please understand, we do not fight. We are very much here to be of service as we can be. So do you have questions here for one who serves?
I have a question.
Yes.
Yesterday, when I listened to Blossom Good Child Channel, White Cloud, he said, "At this juncture, it's going to get worse." That's the words he used. This will get worse, but you came here to experience this transition, and you're, you know, part of it. And I wondered if you're allowed to say, like, what else are we supposed to prepare for here in terms of getting worse?
We have to help you to understand that if you are going to have a new age, a new golden age, and move beyond the third dimensional expression, then the third dimensional expression needs to fall away completely. And in order for that to happen, there is this great transition that is occurring now. And in order to bring about transition, it is necessary to have those things that were hidden in the shadows for so long to come into the light of day, for more and more to become aware of this. And as this is happening, this is what is causing the turmoil and the despair and those things that are creating what would be considered a rocky time here. And that, as we can see, is likely to continue for a bit here longer and may indeed become just a bit more rocky as you move along. But as we have been saying for some time, and other sources have been saying this as well, keep your seatbelts fastened, because even if it is somewhat rocky, you will be able to move through it and be safely move through it, we will say here. Not that there is a need to be of fear, though. That is what we're attempting to assist you in letting go of completely. There is no reason to be of fear here. Only know that the changes are necessary to bring about the new transition and the new dawn that is approaching rapidly here. The new dawn of great change and awakening. Okay?
Oh, thank you very much.
Would there be other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
I guess there's a couple of at least schools of thought on this, but do you foresee still a big flash of light and energy positively?
You are speaking of the great event or the flash of the great flash of light?
Yes, that's right.
Many names, the solar flash that it has been called, and yes, indeed, that is still in the process here of coming to the earth. We cannot say, of course, when or how it will be or any of this, but we can tell you that it is part of your destiny to experience this great transition, which will precede, we say now, precede the great solar flash. Okay?
Okay, great. A second part to that, people who may be under the influence of alcohol or something strong, would they be affected by this, generally speaking, or is it still an individual? I mean, everybody's going to be affected, but will that help waken them up, or is that a case-by-case basis?
It is, as you say, the last, the case-by-case basis. Everyone is different. Everyone will experience the great solar flash differently. But understand, in order for the great solar flash to happen here, there must first have been this transition that you are moving through. So that many, many more, when the flash comes, they will be more ready for it.
Okay, thank you.
Would there be any other further questions here?
Hi, everyone.
Yes.
Before you became an ascended master, how was your awakening? Or did you go through this process that we're going through also at this time?
We can answer this in this way. There, before this time period that you are in now, whenever there was an ascension process, it was an individual ascension, which normally occurred after great amounts of meditation and working with the light and working with raising your vibrational frequency within you through meditation, through chanting, through whatever tool that was needed to do so. We're speaking in terms of mostly in the Eastern tradition here, which you in the Western culture are not meant to go through this type of intense training. You are not meant to sit in a cave for hours and hours and hours, even days at a time, and be meditating that entire time. Your central nervous system and your consciousness is not able to handle that. But understand that everything that is happening in this Western culture is a part of this great transition, and we are helping you move through this transition and therefore helping you move through your ascension process in the way that your central nervous system and consciousness is able to handle here. Okay?
Okay.
Would there be any other further questions?
Yes, I have a question, please.
Yes.
This is Linda. My question is about ancient records. I have recently become aware that underneath the paw, the right paw, I believe, of the Sphinx, the records that were there have been released or been gathered by perhaps the Egyptian government, perhaps by light workers. And I'm wondering if it will soon be time for other ancient records to be released into humanity. Thank you.
We will answer very much in the affirmative on that. But again, it must come after the transition has occurred, when all of those of the dark side have left this planet in various ways that they will be leaving. Yes. It cannot happen until this. And those secrets that you speak of, yes, indeed, many of them have been unearthed and rediscovered and are being held back from the general public until the time is right. Okay?
Thank you. Yes, thank you.
Any further questions before we release channel?
Yes. Could you, who is the entity named Baal that, you know, the dark side on this planet is worshiping and there's human sacrifices? Is he the devil? Is he the yin yang, the negative end of the pole, would you say?
We will say here that that is a title of the dark side, a title, just as there is the Christ title and the Buddha title on the forces of light side. There is or are those various titles attributed to those on the dark side, Satan, the devil, Lucifer, whatever it might be, Baal, you see? So it is all the same, just on the other side here. As to whether it is an actual entity, no, it is not. But it is a title that has moved from various ones to another throughout the many, many thousands and even millions of years here on this planet, and throughout the system as well. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you.
Any further question? We need to release channel here. And we are ready to release. And we just simply do that with the understanding that you continue to move on. But as you move on, make sure that you are in the moment as much as you possibly can. As always, find the joy within the moment. And when you find that joy within the moment, you will find that you are more and more akin to being in the moment more and more often. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.